Welcome to the Rapid Growth Life and Business Podcast, where entrepreneurs, business owners, and life hackers develop strategies to transform ourselves and our businesses in the fastest way possible with the least amount of friction. Remember, you're only ever one insight away. I'm your host, Snowy Phillips. Hi, and welcome to today's episode. Today I want to talk about, well, to-do lists. We all have to-do lists. I'm a fan. I use them myself quite often in my everyday work and life. The reason why I do that is, well, they work. Actually, they work for most people. But there are, I guess, two things that motivate us. The things we want to move us forward and the things we want to move away from. I guess that's how you'd say it. Or to put it in easier terms, the motivation for pleasure or the motivation to avoid pain. The thing is, the avoidance of pain is often a far greater motivator than the drive for pleasure. There are things that, I guess, bring us glory. There are things that bring about our, let's say, downfall. Certain actions we do will obviously move us forward, and certain actions, or for that matter, non-actions, move us backwards. And so this is where what I call the not-to-do list comes in. Let me give you an example. If you're trying to lose weight, the to-do list might include things like go to the gym or eat that salad for lunch or your evening meal. And for the most part, that might work. The thing is, you can run all that over by, say, eating a pizza or a full tub of Haagen-Dazs. In this sense, all the items on our to-do list may be, well, completely run over by some seemingly bad decisions elsewhere. The thing is, often all the good to-dos can get sideswiped by one bad not-to-do. And so this is where the not-to-do list comes in. Here's how it works. Look at all the areas of your life that you're working on. For simplicity, let's use health, wealth, love, and happiness as an example. We all, for the most part, know what actions we should be taking to move us forward with our health, with our wealth, with our relationships, and with our genuinely being happy type focus. If you don't, hey, I guess there are tons of episodes on this podcast, so just pick one that tickles your fancy. Now, this is the clever bit. Pick one area you're working on and make a list of all the things that distract you. Put obstacles in your way, halt your progress, create, I don't know, additional problems cause you to procrastinate or divert your course. List the hiccups and the hurdles, the challenges and the catastrophes that confront you, or the temptations that you know will inevitably lead you to failure. Get them out in the open. This is you confronting the enemy. Don't let them lurk in the background, which is where they all really like to lurk, these bad ideas. Just list out any and all of the things that have, in the past, caused you problems, or for that matter, might cause you problems in the future. Now, once you have them all out in the open, make a serious commitment not to do these things. Keep this list somewhere where you can see it. As I mentioned, these things don't like the cold light of day. They want to sneak off to lurk into the dark recesses of your psyche. But that won't happen to you. You won't let them. You will commit to taming the nasty little monsters that, like I say, stand in your way, slow you down, or stop you from getting you where you are. This is the negative side of the positive effects of a to-do list. This is the things that, like I say, that you do that sabotage your success or progress or your journey that you're on. And so if you do keep this not-to-do list where you can see it and you regularly commit to not doing these things, they will have as much an impact on your future as your to-do list. In some senses, they'll have more of an impact. And like I say, if you do commit to not doing these things, well, good things will happen. You'll see. Okay, that's today's episode. A nice, short, bite-sized idea that you can use to overcome those little things that put a halt to your progress. I hope that was useful. If it was, please share it. And more importantly, remember, II and INI, immediate implementation of insights and ideas. And yeah, do something with this one, because this one's really important. I tend to see an awful lot of people crumble at the things they should, because of the things they shouldn't be doing rather than the things they should be doing. Anyway, till next time, be well, stay lucky, stay happy, and I'll hopefully see you on the next episode. Till then, bye for now.